So what do you explain to somebody when you share the gospel? Now, here there are some things that I want to get across.
And
I'll explain you why they're important. But the first thing I like to get across is that we're all sinners and deserve to go to hell. Then I want to get across who Jesus is and what he has done for us. Yeah, the death, burial, and resurrection.
Jesus Christ.
Then I want to explain how to get saved.
And
then I will want to explain what eternal security means. Eternal life.
That
once you're saved, you're always saved.
که وقتی یک بار نجات پیدا کردیم همیشه نجات رو داریم.
Yeah, so we start with pointing out the problem of sin.
اولین نکته‌ای که بعد اشاره کنیم مشکل گناه و نتیجه گناه رو.
When you talk with people and have no idea about the problem they are in.
اگر با کسی صحبت می‌کنی و موضوع مشکل رو ندونه.
They won't see why they need the saving.
نمی‌تونه بفهمه چرا.
Yeah. What we're doing, we're warning people for the wrath to come.
داریم اعلام خطر می‌کنیم برای کسایی که از خشمی که قرار خداوند
Because somebody who's not saved is in grave danger of spending eternity in hell.
کسی که نجات نداره در خطر بزرگی هست که مجازات ابدیشو در جهنم به دست بیاره.
We start with scriptures like Romans 3:23.
رومیان 3:23.
For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
و از جلال خدا کوتاه هستند.
Yeah. And almost all people you speak to will agree to this.
به هر کسی که صحبت کنی معمولا تو جمع ما قبول دارم که همه گناه کردن.
Yeah, normally you don't have to go to all the scriptures.
لازم نیست آیه دیگه‌ای به کسی نشون بدی.
They says yes, of course. We all have sinned.
اشتباه کرده تو زندگیش، گناه کرده تو زندگیش. همه قبول دارن که یه جایی تو زندگیش.
Rarely you find somebody who says
کم پیش میاد که یه نفر پیدا کنی که بگه
I'm without sin.
هیچ وقت گناه نکردم.
I'm a good person.
من آدم خیلی خوبم.
Yeah, very few you find like that.
کم پیش میاد که یه نفر پیدا کنی.
And if you do, you go to all the scriptures.
اگر رفتی آیای دیگه هست که بهش نشون بدی که گناه پار بودنش رو نشون بده.
You can show him the ten commandments.
ده فرمان رو میتونی نشون بدی.
You can show him James 2, verse 10.
دو آیه ده رو میتونی بهشون نشون
بدی. Yeah, for whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all.
اگر همه شریعت رو نگه دارد و در یک شریعت رو بشکند همه را شکسته است.
Yeah, normally you don't have to spend much time.
لازم نیست که آیا وقت زیادی بذارونی که به نفر ثابت کنی که گناه کرده باشه.
Then I want to show them, hey, you have sinned and there's consequences to that sin.
و نشون میدم که گناه کردی و نتیجه گناهت مشخصه.
Romans 6:23. For the wages of sin is death. And of course, the next part is part of the good news, but I'm focusing on the first part now to explain that there's consequences to sin. This is what you earned for yourself. And to make sure that people understand what this death means, I take them to the book of Revelation, to Revelation 20:14-15.
14 و 15.
Yeah, to show them what the second death is, what is death, what is talking about is.
دوم چیست؟ صفحه 413.
Revelation 20. 14 and 15. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire.
مرگ و جهنم به دریاچه آتش انداخته شد. این مرگ دوم است. و هر که در دفتر حیات مکتوب یافت نشد به دریاچه آتش افکنده گردید.
Yeah, and Revelation 21:8.
مکاشفه 28 مکاشفه.
But the fearful, yeah, because the question is who is going to heaven, who's going to hell. Now, here's a list. But the fearful and unbelieving and abominable and murderers and warmongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake of fire which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death.
اما ترسندگان و بی ایمانان و مفسدان و قاتلان و زناکاران و جادوگران و بت‌پرستان و همه دروغگویان نصیب ایشان در دریاچه افروخته شده به آتش و گودرز خواهد بود. این است مرگ دوم.
Yeah, now again, most people we talk to will get this. And again, if they don't get this, you just show them some extra verses.
Yeah.
If somebody believes this, you don't have to show them four or five more verses about hell. Yeah, you spend as much time as you need to.
Yeah.
But other verses you can go to would be Revelation 14, 10, 11.
لازم داشته باشین مکاشفه 14
Revelation 20:10
مکاشفه 14 10 11 مکاشفه 20 9 42 48 9 43 تا 48 آیه های دیگه‌ای هست که میتونین نشون بدین.
And the next thing I will do, and that's specifically because we are speaking to an and most of them ex-Muslims or Muslims or at least from that culture.
کسایی که در ما باشین در تماس هستین صحبت می‌کنین یا مسلمونن
And I want to give them a small example to show them that your works, your good works, cannot compensate for your bad works.
Because
in general, Muslims believe that hey, if my good works outweigh my bad works, I might get into heaven. Yeah, and you all have heard me giving this example. It's the example of a judge, a good judge here on earth.
Yeah.
When I rob a bank and I get in front of a judge and he tells me you're guilty, you're going to go you're going to be punished. Can I then say, wait a minute, judge, I'm a really nice person. I helped the poor. I helped this old lady. I was a good father. All these good things. Judge, in the light of that, I think you need to let me go. Now, what will a good judge tell me? He said, hey, you're here for your crimes. You're supposed to be a good citizen.
You're going to be punished.
The good you have done is not going to help you here.
Now,
of course, then I say, God is a good judge. He's a righteous judge. And he will make sure every sin is punished. Yeah, so I explain the problem of sin to them. I explain the consequences of sin. And I explain to them that they cannot change these consequences by doing good works. Yeah, and this doesn't need to take very long normally, because most people get this. Especially with this example that clicks very.
Yeah.
So now I want to give the good news.
Yeah.
Because that's the goal.
Yeah.
Now, how do I start with that?
And
again, you can start with different verses.
But
I usually start with Romans 5:8. But God commended his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5:8.
اما خدا محبت خود را در ما ثابت می‌کند، از اینکه هنگامی که ما هنوز گناهکار بودیم مسیح در راه ما مرد.
Now I use this to explain, first of all, to tell them, hey, God loves us. And they all will agree when you say that.
But
then I'll say, how does God show his love towards us? By Christ dying. Yeah, and I use this to explain to them that Jesus is God in the flesh. Why do I bring this up? Because most of the people we talk to again, they say, we believe in Jesus, but they believe in a different Jesus. Yeah, so somewhere in my explanation I need to explain to them Jesus is not just another prophet. Jesus is God who came to this earth. God in the flesh. The Son of God. Yeah?
Now,
I show them often 1 Timothy 3:16
where
it says that God was manifest in the flesh. Yeah, and without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory.
336
و به یقین راز دینداری عظیم است که خدا در جسم ظاهر شد و در روح تصدیق کرده شد و به فرشتگان دیده شد و به امتها موعظه شد و در دنیا ایمان آورده و به جلال بالا برده شد.
Yep. And usually at this point if somebody is really a Muslim,
اگه یه نفر واقعا مسلمان
باشه, you'll have to give him a couple more scriptures to show that.
آیه دیگه رو باید بهشون نشون بدی که ثابت کنه.
You can go to John 1:1.
یوحنا 1:1.
In the beginning was the word and the word was with God and the word was God.
خود خدا بود و کلمه
verse 14 it says the word was made flesh.
و بعد بهمون نشون میده که کلمه جسم پوشید.
Yeah, you can go to scriptures Hebrews 1:8.
عبرانیان 1:8 یا دیگه هست که میگه
to the Son thy throne, O God. John 20:28.
یوحنا 20.
Colossians 2:9.
کلوسیان 2:9.
But remember, if they don't believe what you're saying after showing this in the Bible,
yeah,
2 or 3 or 4 or even 5 verses, they won't believe you if you show them 10. Yeah, they're just do not believe the word of God. Yeah, and you're then at the point you might as well stop the discussion.
Yeah.
And then just give them some homework. Here you have, you can read it for yourself and have a nice day. Because they're not believing the word of God, so they're rejecting the word of God.
Now,
the next thing what I want to do is explain to them what the gospel is.
بعد قدم بعدی که من yeah,
death, میکنم,
انجیل رو نشون میدم که مرگ دفع مرگ و زنده شدن عیسی مسیح رو نشون بده.
And great verse for doing that is 1 Corinthians 15:3-4.
اول قرنتیان فصل 15 آیه 3 و 4.
For I delivered unto you first of all that which is also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and he was buried, and then and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures.
اول قرنتیان فصل 15 آیه 3 و 4.
Yeah, I don't think it's on our default gospel sheet, is it? It was there before. It took it off at a certain point.
15.
But we can put it on again. Yeah, and again, there are many more verses you can go to.
And
sometimes I just explain it.
Yeah,
Jesus Christ came to this earth. He lived a sinless life. He preached the truth. People didn't like it, rejected him.
بدون گناه رو انجام داد و اومد موعظه کرد حقیقت خداوند رو. مردم اون رو قبول نداشتن و ردش کردن و باعث شد که اون رو به صلیب بکشونن و کشتنش. دفنش کردن. اما بعد از 3 روز عیسی مسیح از مردگان برخاست.
Yeah, you can use another verse like 1 Peter 2:24.
اول پتروس فصل 2 آیه 24 هم آیه خوبیه که میتونید.
Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being deaf to sins should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes we were healed.
و تمام 1 Peter 2:24.
اول پتروس 2:24.
صفحه 375.
First Peter 2:24.
که خود گناهان ما را در بدن خیش بردار متحمل شد تا ما نسبت به گناهان مرده به عدالت زیست نماییم که به ضربهای او شفا یافته ایم.
First John 2:2.
اول یوحنا 2:2.
And he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the world.
اول یوحنا 2:2. صفحه 383.
Yeah, so now I've explained who Jesus is and what he has done for us. Yeah, and the next thing is to show them how to get saved. Yeah, because not everybody goes to heaven.
So,
what do I need to do to get saved?
چه کار باید بکنم تا نجات عیسی رو به دست بیارم؟
The best verse in the Bible for that.
بهترین آیه که میتونی از این موضوع استفاده کنی.
Acts 16.
اعمال رسولان فصل 13 و 31.
31. Because there you have the specific question asked and the answer.
چون سوال پرسیده شده و جواب هم داده شده.
And it says and brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?"
صفحه 217.
And they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved and thy house."
31.
ایشان را آورده گفت ای آقایان من چه باید بکنم تا نجات یابم گفتند به خداوند عیسی مسیح ایمان آور که تو و اهل خانت نجات خواهید یافت.
Yeah, and I like to show them in the Bible that this is what it says.
Yeah,
the sheets are to help you.
این کاغذایی که دارم فقط برای کمک به خودتون باشه. آیا
you give them to somebody.
و بعد از اینکه صحبت کردیم میتونین کاغذا رو به هر کسی بدید.
I'd rather that you only use your Bible.
اما اگه این کاغذا هم نداشته باشین اصلا مهم نیست فقط از خود کلامتون استفاده کنید.
Yeah, if you struggle with remembering the verses.
اما چون آیاها ممکنه یادتون نیاد من اینو براتون پیش
کردم. Just make a chain in your Bible.
یا اگر هم نمیخواین کاغذ استفاده کنید تو کتاب مقدستون یه زنجیر بذارید. یه آیه رو یادتون باشه که بغلش نوشته شده باشه آیه بعدی چیه.
Yeah, if you can remember that it starts at Romans 3:23 for all of sins.
23 شروع کنین که همه گناه کردیم و کنارش بنویسین آیه بعدی.
You can write behind it first Romans 6:23.
رومیان 6:23 رو بنویسین.
Then
بری رومیان 6:23.
Then Romans 6:23 you can write Revelation 20.
میتونی بغلش بنویسین مکاشفه 20 14 و 15.
And behind that one.
و بعد از اون میتونی آیه 21:8
etc.
هر آیه که میخوای استفاده کنی بدونی قدم اولت چیه قدم دومت چیه که کمکت کنه آیه ها یادت بمونه.
That's the best to just do it from your Bible alone.
فقط از طریق کلام استفاده کردنه. اما اگرم میخواین کاغذا هست.
Yeah. So in Acts 16, it says, "What must you do to be saved? What is the thing that is essential?"
مهمترین کارمون چیه که باید انجام بدیم؟
And the answer is believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Yeah. It emphasizes that it's by believing.
اشاره کردن و اطمینان کردن که فقط از طریق ایمان و ایمان تنها.
Then I go to John 3:16. Yeah, people in general know this. Even Muslims sometimes heard about it. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believed in him should not perish but have everlasting life.
خدا انقدر جهان را محبت نمود که یگانه فرزندش را داد که هر آن که به ایمان آورد هلاک نگردد.
It emphasizes believing. Whosoever believes.
هر آن که ایمان بیاورد. هر آن که بپذیرد.
It doesn't say whosoever believes and goes to church.
به ایمان بیاره و بره کلیسا.
Whosoever believes and does good works.
کارهای خوب انجام بده. هر آن که ایمان بیاره به علاوه
whosoever believes and gets baptized.
این کارو بکنه به علاوه تعمید بگیره. کلام خداوند گفته هر آن که ایمان بیاره هر که ایمان بیاره به عیسی مسیح که زندگی جاوید را خواهد داشت فقط ایمان
should not perish but have everlasting life.
نباید مجازات بشیم بلکه زندگی جاوید داریم.
So now I've explained
حالا توضیح دادم
that salvation is by faith. It is by believing.
نجاتمون از طریق ایمانه و فقط از طریق ایمان.
Now I want to solidify that in them by explaining what everlasting life means.
و بعد میخوام روشن کنم که زندگی جاوید یعنی چی.
You cannot lose your salvation.
شما نمیتونید نجاتتون رو از دست بدید.
Now, why do I explain this?
چرا این رو توضیح میدم؟
Now, first of all, it affirms, of course, that it's by faith.
که از طریق ایمانه و تنها
yeah, it's not dependent on you living a good life.
و هیچ ربطی به شما و کار خوب شما نداره.
Because many people are stuck in a works-based religion.
که مذهب ایمانشون به اعمالشون بستگی داره.
Also, many people will call themselves Christians.
خیلی هم هستن که خودشون رو مسیحی میخونن.
Yeah, they will give lip service to the fact that it's by faith.
میگن به زبان که از طریق ایمانه.
Yeah, I've been in churches and they ask them
که وقتی ازشون میپرسن.
And say, yeah, it's faith.
فقط از طریق ایمانه.
But then I hear preaching and it says, oh, you need to live a good life.
زندگی خوبی باید داشته باشی.
But I thought you said it was by faith.
گفتی با ایمانه. پس زندگی خوبم چیه؟
Yeah, so people are not clear about that.
و کسی روشن نیست در موردش. هنوز مردم دو دلن.
And then the gospel of works is another gospel that doesn't save.
انجیل اعمال انجیلی است که شما را نجات نمیده.
If you can lose your salvation.
اگر هر یک ایماندار بتونه نجاتش را از دست بده.
Then your salvation is not everlasting life.
پس نجات شما زندگی جاوید نیست. زندگی موقتیه تا زمانی که دستش نمیده.
And you make God a liar.
و اون موقع خدا رو دروغگو خوندی.
Yeah, that is why we need to explain this to people.
برای همین باید باز کنیم برای مردم.
Yeah.
حتی اگه
so
کسی خودش
مسیحی باشه. There's nothing you can do to earn your salvation.
نفر بدونه که
هیچ
کاری
that you have to do
که تو انجام بدی که نجاتت رو از دست
بدی. Yours.
و هیچ کاری نیست که تو میتونی باید انجام بدی تا نگهش داری.
It's free.
نجات آزاد مجانی برای شما.
Jesus paid a high price for
برای شما مجانی است. عیسی مسیح هزینه زیادی برای نجات شما
salvation is not cheap. Salvation is very, very expensive.
مفت نیست. نجات گرون تموم شد برای خداوند.
It's just free for us because
فقط
it's a gift.
برای من و شما مجانی است. چون هدیه است.
Yeah, so what are the verses we can go to help them understand this?
یکی از آیاتی که میتونه کمک میکنه که بهشون توضیح بدیم که چگونه این نجات مجانی است. چند تا آیه رو استفاده میکنم.
One of them is John 10:28.
یوحنا 10:28.
Yeah, and I give unto them eternal life and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand.
صفحه 165. 28
و من به آنها حیات جاودانی میدم و تا ابد هلاک نخواهند شد. هیچ کس آنها را از دست من نخواهد گرفت.
Yeah, and then some people say, oh, what if I walk away?
No, read
the next verse.
آیه بعدی رو بخونیم.
My father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my father's hand.
پدری که آنها را به من داد از همه بزرگتر است و کسی نمیتواند آنها را از دست پدر من بگیرد.
Yeah, God is greater. God is stronger.
Yeah,
and I sometimes gave the example of if my daughter, if I hold her hand and she wants to get away, is she going anywhere? Absolutely not. Why? Because I'm stronger.
Yeah?
God has you in your hands. You're safe.
And there's nothing.
Nobody
who
can take you out of his hands.
Yeah?
Salvation is a one-time thing forever. Yeah? John 1:12. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. No, John 1, verse 12. Even to them that believe on his name. Yeah, so as somebody who's saved, yeah, you become a son of God. You become a child of God. Yeah? You again give the example. My children are always my children. Yeah, nothing can change that. They can say, I renounce you. It doesn't matter. You're still my child.
Yeah?
Once we have become sons of God, once we are adopted into his family, it is final.
دیگه تموم شد، تکمیل شد.
Yeah, you always be his child.
همیشه فرزند او باقی خواهید ماند.
Now the most popular verse I go to is Ephesians 2:8-9.
افسوسیان 2:8-9 معروف ترین آیه است که من همیشه ازش استفاده میکنم.
Yeah, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast.
صفحه 308. زیرا که به فیض نجات یافته اید به وسیله ایمان، این از شما نیست بلکه بخشش خداست و نه از اعمال تا هیچ کس فخر نکند.
It clearly states that it is by faith,
فقط از طریق ایمان،
and that it is not of works.
و از اعمال نیست.
Yeah, it's given to you. It's a
به
gift.
شما داده شده. هدیه است. مال شما.
Nobody will stand before God and boast. See what I have done to reach up into heaven.
به خودش بباله که ببین من چی کار کردم که به بهش رسیدم.
Now, if people still struggle with this and they don't get it.
اگه شما مشکل دارین و اینو درک نمی‌کنه، کسی مشکل داره و درکش نمی‌کنه.
You can point them to scriptures like Romans 11:6.
رومیان 11:6 هم نشون میده که مجانی.
Yeah, because it explains you that grace and just read it. Grace and works are opposites.
Yeah?
And if by grace, then there's no more of works. Otherwise, grace is no more grace. But if it be of works, then it is no more grace. Otherwise, work is no more work. Yeah, they're opposites. They don't go together.
متضاد هم دیگه اند و کنار هم دیگه قرار
salvation
میگیرن.
by grace,
نجات ما فقط از طریق فیض و
not of works
و نه از اعمال.
Yeah. So why do we explain this?
چرا این رو باید هر
Because we want to make sure that people understand that salvation is by faith, by believing. It's a gift.
و یک هدیه است.
It doesn't depend on your works.
و هیچ ربطی به عمل شما و وظیفه شما نداره.
If you come this far,
اگه تا به اینجا رسیدی,
yeah, you've explained the whole gospel to them. They have enough information to get saved.
کل انجیل رو براشون باز کردی, به اندازه کافی اطلاعات دارن که نجات
پیدا کنن.
اما قبل از این که جلوتر پیش برم,
I want to make sure they understood what I've said.
مطمئن شم که درک فهمیدن حرفم.
And I ask some questions.
برای همین چند سوال می‌پرسم که مطمئن شم طرف مقابلم حرفمو فهمیده یا سوء تفاهم شده.
Yeah. And these questions are basically what we talked about.
سوالی که پرسیدم چیزایی است که ازشون باهاش صحبت کردم. می‌خوام ببینم منظورمو برداشت کردن.
Do you believe that you've sinned against God?
اول آیا قبول داری که گناه کردی و گناهت در ضد خداست؟
Of course if they already admitted like yeah of course I've sinned you don't have to repeat that question. You already know.
قبلش گفته بهت این جواب سوالو لازم نیست دوباره بپرسی.
Do you believe God punishes sin with sending you to hell?
آیا ایمان داری که مجازات گناهت رفتن به جهنم؟
Answer yes. Okay. Then do you believe what Jesus, who's God in the flesh, has done for you?
Yeah,
he died on the cross, was buried, and rose again the third day.
و بعد از سه روز از مردگان
برخاست
و میتونی به خاطر مجازات او تو بخشیده بشی چون هزینه مجازات گناه تو رو او پرداخت کرد.
Again, if they say yes,
و اگر بگه بله,
yeah, you ask the next question. Even if they say no,
حتی اگرم بگه نه,
yeah, you ask the next question anyway because you want to help them eventually to understand everything.
سوال بعدی رو بپرس چون میخوای کمکشون کنی که تصویر کلی رو درک کنن.
Yeah, the next question is an essential one.
و سوال خیلی مهمیه.
What do you believe? What do you personally believe you need to do to be saved?
اعتقادی داری شخصا که باید انجام بدی تا نجات
پیدا کنی. Because regardless of what they believed before,
مهم نیست که چه چیزی در گذشته قبول
کردن. I want to know what they believe now.
الان به چی اعتقاد
داری؟ So what do you believe? What do you personally believe?
تو خودت شخصا چی ایمان داری که باید این انجام بدی تا نجات پیدا کنی.
And then once you're saved, there's anything.
یک بار که نجات پیدا کردی, آیا کاری هست که بتونی انجام بدی که نجات پیدا کنی؟
And of course, this شوش you that if they really understood the concept of grace, the free gift.
Now,
when somebody gives a wrong answer, then you can take him back to the point and explain some more.
But
let me give you one warning here. If after you explain the gospel to them for 15 minutes,
yeah, because
this is a thorough explanation of the gospel,
براش توضیح دادی.
And they still have no idea how to get saved.
و آخرش هم نتونه جوابتو بده که چگونه میتونه نجات پیدا کنه.
They've not listened to what you've said.
پس گوش نکرده.
And they're probably not going to get saved.
و به احتمال زیاد امروز نجات پیدا نخواهند.
Everything went right over their head.
هر چی شنیدن از بالای سرشون رد شد.
Now you can explain this over and over again.
هر چقدر دلت بخواد به یه نفر بخوای بگی بازم بگی بازم بگی.
Till you have trained them to give the right answer.
که عادتشون بدی که جواب درستو بهت بدن.
But the point is not that I give you the right answer.
هدف ما این نیست که جواب درست حفظ کنم.
The point is that they believe the answer.
هدف ما اینه که ایمان داشته باشند به جواب درست.
So if I repeat something four times to somebody,
اگه یک نکته رو چهار بار برای یه نفر تکرار کنم,
and I'm saying, can you lose your salvation once you're saved?
نجات بدی نجات تو یه بار نجات
yes.
پیدا کنی.
نه. No. What did the Bible say?
کتاب مقدس چی گفت؟
You cannot lose your salvation. Yeah. Scripture.
آیه.
Again. Eventually, they give you the right answer.
نه دیگه جواب درست رو میده.
Just to please you.
که فقط تو رو خوشحال نگه داره.
But that's not the point.
موضوع من امروز خوشحال کردن من نیست.
They need to believe it.
باید ایمان بیاره.
If they give wrong answers,
اگر جواب اشتباه داد,
yeah, yes, we can explain a little bit again.
یه مقدار بیشتر براش باز کنی.
Often, if they give you really doing clear presentation,
اما اگر خودت مطمئنی که روشن براش توضیح دادی و سوء تفاهمی, پس دیگه نجات پیدا نمی‌کنه.
You give one
یکی از کاغذها رو بهش بده.
You challenge them. Hey, read it for yourself again.
خودت آیه ها رو بخون. خودت روش فکر کن.
Check these things in the Bible if you like.
اینا رو بخون اگه دوست داری. ببینی حرف من نیست, حرف کلام خدا.
Yeah, but they're not going to get saved that day.
اون روز نجات پیدا نمی‌کنن.
They're not there. They've not listened to you.
گوش نکرده. پس اونجا نیستن.
Now, what if they do say yes and they?
اگر همه اینا رو گفتی و یه نفر گفت بله و همونجا قبول کرد که نجات پیدا
کنه. Then you go to the last part.
آخرین قدم رو خودت میتونی انجام بدی.
Now, sometimes people say, what about your lying about the answers?
اگه دروغ بگی چی؟
Now, that's not your problem.
دروغ اون طرف مشکل شما نیست.
You share the truth.
تو حقیقتو گفتی؟
And could you filter out some of the fact that they're lying to ask him more questions? Yeah.
میتونی.
You probably can.
بعضی وقتا بفهمی دروغ میگه. آره ممکنه بفهمی.
We're not interrogating people.
اما ما بازجو نیستیم.
If somebody decides to lie to you about what they actually believe, that's on their heads.
اگه یه نفر میخواد دروغ بگه که به اعتقادش اون رو دوش خودش
yeah, that's not my problem.
مشکل من نیست.
Yeah, it's not hurting me.
به من آسیبی نمیرسونه.
Yeah, it's gonna hurt them.
به خودش و آینده خودش آسیب
میرسونه. So then we go to the last part.
و آخرین نکته بشارتمون.
And what I want to do there, I want to help them.
میخوام کمکشون کنم.
To declare to God what they believe, what they just claim they believe.
به خود خداوند هلال.
And I will show them Romans 10, 9 and 10.
رومیان 10 9 و 10 آیه‌ای هست که ازش استفاده می‌کنم.
Yeah, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation.
صفحه 254.
زیرا اگر به زبان خود عیسی خداوند را اعتراف کنی و در دل خود ایمان آوری که خدا او را از مردگان برخیزاند، نجات خواهی یافت. چون که به دل ایمان آورده می شود برای عدالت و به زبان اعتراف می شود به جهت نجات.
Yeah, so I have shared the truth with them. They understand the truth. They say, we believe. I believe this, they say.
Okay,
then you need to ask God to save you. And I want to help them to pray in prayer. This can be as simple as, Jesus, please save me. Yeah, I normally pray a little longer prayer. Where I go over the points again. But it is somebody who has believed. In his heart, understood it, and now calls out to God, please save me.
Yeah?
Okay, what do I pray with them? Yeah, something like, dear Jesus, yeah, I know I'm a sinner, and I want them to repeat this. Yeah, I know I deserve to go to hell,
yeah,
but I believe you died for my sins and rose again.
Yeah,
please save me right now, give me eternal life. I'm all interested in you, amen.
Yeah,
some simple prayer that solidifies for them also that they
call upon the Lord and they are saved.
And then the next thing, we rejoice for them because if they're truthful about that, if they actually believe, and I'm not going to take into question if they really did or not.
Yeah,
that's up to them. But I rejoice for them. Yeah, encourage them, hey, read your Bible, start in the book of John, yeah, because it's a simple book to read and it's about salvation. Invite them to come to church if they want to come to church. Yeah, we can tell them that the next steps of obedience is to get baptized.
And of course,
yeah, that's their responsibility now to start making steps.
And
of course, we'll love to help them with that, but they now are saved. They need to start reading the Bible.
Yeah,
if they don't have a Bible, they give them a Bible.
And
they need to come to church and get baptized
also.
But regardless of they do that, they're saved, they're going to heaven. Yeah, one day, yeah, you will see them in heaven.
Yeah,
so this is what you do. As a soul winner. This is what you do. How to make sure that our gospel is not hid for them that are lost. And this is what we all should be striving to do. Yeah, and from our part, we try to make it as easy for you as possible.
Yeah,
you can join us and go in the parks. You can listen and just learn from that. Yeah, we have these sheets that explain the gospel. Yeah, you could literally read it to somebody.
Just go over it with them.
Yeah, and you will be sharing the gospel. Yeah, of course, I prefer that you eventually get to only use your Bible. But hey, if you go out there and just read it to somebody and just explain it, if they ask something, hey, I'm already quite happy because the gospel is being preached.
خوشحالم چون پیام انجیل عیسی مسیح پخش شده توی مردم.
And eventually you will, if you do this a lot, you will find some verses that you like.
وقتی بارها تکرار کنی آیه مورد علاقه خودت رو انتخاب می‌کنی و از اون آیه مورد علاقه خودت استفاده می‌کنی.
My original was a little bit different.
من وقتی شروع کردم نوشتن اولین نسخه‌اش فرق می‌کرد.
I used verses that somebody said, "Hey, in the Farsi is a little bit more difficult to understand," so I changed a little bit.
من یکی گفت فارسی نمی‌شه اون رو راحت درکش کرد، عوضش کردم.
There are hundreds of verses you can use.
صدها آیه کتاب مقدس هست که می‌تونیم ازش استفاده کنیم که انجیل رو خلاصه برای یه نفر توضیح بدیم.
This is an easy way of doing it.
It's a way of doing it. و میتونین درست خلاصه و در یه مدت کوتاه.
And it's a way that I've seen people getting saved from.
خیلی نجات پیدا کردن از طریقش.
So start joining the soul winners.
برای بشارت بپیوندیم به هم دیگه.
Yeah, start showing people how to how to have everlasting life.
و به همه نشون بدیم که چگونه زندگی جاوید داشته باشن و باعث نجات دیگران.
Yeah, join when the church is going out.
وقتی کلیسا میره بیرون
بیان. Yeah, share with those around you on a daily basis.
هر روزه با هر کسی که میخواین بشارت بدیم.
Yeah, the Bible says the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life.
ثمره نیکوکار.
He that winneth souls is wise.
هر آن که جانی رو نجات بدهد حکیم است.
آمین.
آمین. آمین.